A growing group of Nashville educators has been quietly taking professional development into their own hands. Through regular meetings and summer workshops, they're helping each other improve at their jobs and intentionally cutting across the private-public school divide, WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports.
When sixth-grade English teacher Greg O'Loughlin left Metro for a private school in Nashville, he says he was naively surprised at how few educators from the two sectors knew one another.
The answer was honest. It was, well, where would I have met her? How would I have met her? Under what circumstances? It's not like a teacher hangout.
So in 2016, he created one. The Educators Cooperative now has 80 members from all types of schools, and they're not just teachers.
I'm Taylor Biondi, and I'm a school psychologist at Gower Elementary in Bellevue Middle.
Monthly meetings rotate in each other's schools and begin with members sitting in a circle, sharing introductions and updates. In traditional teacher development, one expert passes on information to a group. Here, members break into smaller groups to discuss topics suggested that day.
From 10:25 to 10:55 in this room, it'll be issues of equity, social justice, and teaching while white. What questions do you have around those ideas? In the other room, it'll be collaboration, working together with your favorite colleagues. How do you do that? Working together with colleagues that you have a hard time connecting with.
Conversations are candid, say co-op members, and always productive, sometimes in unexpected ways. During that discussion on collaboration in November, public special education teacher Jennifer Ferguson heard about a one-legged stool meant to help restless kids concentrate.
They do look adjustable, and it has like a rubber footstop.
That got Mike Mitchell, an art teacher at a private Catholic high school, fired up.
I wonder if my kids could build them for your kids. That'd be cool.
Dude, how many do you need?
I mean, you could give me one.
Let's do a prototype.
So
that'd be so fun.
2 months later, Mitchell students have made stools for Ferguson and several other co-op teachers and want to eventually offer them throughout Nashville. Another exchange common to the co-op is classroom observation. Teachers usually dread that because another adult in the room is typically there for evaluation. But among members, it's an opportunity to learn, says Amy Nystrand. 2 years ago, the fourth grade public school teacher was struggling with a class of nearly 30.
Ranging from kids who couldn't add two-digit numbers to kids who could divide huge numbers in their heads. And I had 12 IEPs in that classroom, so students with special needs.
She observed a math coach at a different school who had kids ask each other, what's a mistake a student could make here? The next day, Nystrand introduced that deceptively simple question to her own kids. She says they now lead morning work sessions and enjoy it.
It creates this community with them that no one's perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. But what's important is how can you learn from that mistake?
Co-op members say these are the kinds of tools they need to learn from one another, as well as broader issues of education reform, like segregation in schools. In the Teaching While White discussion in November, public middle school teacher Alicia Ford suggested educators like herself carve out more time for students who bear the brunt of social inequity.
White people are not comfortable anymore saying this is a black person's problem. Yeah. It's not. It's our problem. We have to fix it.
These conversations can be hard, say co-op members, because they require being vulnerable. Teachers aren't used to admitting insecurities or asking for help, even though they expect that of their students. But when they really bear themselves, says charter school teacher Mark Anthony Peake, they have a safety net.
Just to have a space where you can have that conversation and be uncomfortable. I think that's monumental because nowhere else am I having these conversations with educators, specifically about topics surrounding, class and race.
The co-op continues to attract new educators. Another 30 are joining this year. They're getting grants. They've launched a book club, a blog, even a podcast. Marcy Singer Gabella, the chief of staff at Metro Public Schools, says she doesn't know of any other group like it nationally. But she also says the city will not and should not implement the innovative model. She thinks individual schools can help foster networks, but that this kind of group only works if administrators stay out of it.
Unless teachers lead that work and are the ones who are the agents in positioning, it's not the same. Right? You can't force a group of people to trust one another.
Singer Gabella also praises the co-op for its cross-section of schools and isn't worried that Metro teachers may get poached by private institutions. She says when teachers grow, so do students, and that's the goal at every school. Founder Greg O'Loughlin says that's why he wanted to bring educators together in this way. So he's happy that new members have so far all had the same reactions, starting with,
oh, I found my people. I've been looking. I knew you existed. I assumed you existed, and I had no idea you were all waiting for me. This feels so good. I found my teaching family. And another one that happens often is the refrain that I no longer feel like I'm a teacher in this classroom or a teacher in this school. I feel like I'm a teacher in Nashville.
All based on the motto that they are each other's best resource. For WPLN News, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.